It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, The Collector Zone, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, The Protection Center, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technology, Northwest Community Schools, Janko Boot Shop, Brembo, The Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. High school football live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to a Friday night high school football here on 970 WKHM. It's set for East Lansing and Jackson High. Both teams come in at 1-1. GOC Tom Ranchford and Josh Ankrell, our executive producer director tonight here at the stadium. Right now, perfect night. Hopefully the rain holds off, Tom.
Actually, you know, it is a perfect night, a tad bit on the humid side, but not as bad as it's been the last few nights. You know, on Wednesday, the heat index, actually Tuesday, the heat index was so high. The MHSAA has a regulation that when the heat index hits 104, they came off the field. It was too hot to be out here on the field. And they measure the heat index with a sling psychrometer, and it's one of the great rules.
Who knew?
Yeah, it's one of the MHSAA regulations. So Scott Farley, the head coach, took the kids in the gym. They went inside. And by the way, the gym's not air-conditioned either, but it was at least out of the sun. They were without pads. The freshmen, they let practice out here on the baseball outfield, which is regular grass. It was a tad bit cooler out there. But it's very, very dire circumstances. You can't put the kids in peril that way. So if there's any consolation, it was probably the same type of weather in East Lansing, and they probably didn't get anything done Tuesday. And, you know, Wednesday, a whole group of 7th and 8th grade games were canceled. I know Lumen Christi's 7th and 8th grade games were canceled Wednesday because of that, of the heat index, and it's just not worth it. So we got a break here. It was in, you know, 80, 81 today. It was great on the golf course, as the ball has a tendency to fly a little bit better in the hot, humid weather. But I don't really think, even though it's cloudy, I still don't think we've got the thunderstorms aren't supposed to come until 11 o'clock or so. Let's hope we get out of here before
do your rain dance.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a three break here on the pregame tonight for the Vikings and the Trojans. When we come back, we'll hear from Jack Fairley about their big comeback win last week, and we'll be back. We're about 10 minutes or so away from the opening kickoff on News Talk 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
At Morgan Stanley, you'll find a level of experience and commitment to retirement advice that we think is unique in the industry. We'll bring together all the pieces of your financial life, various accounts, properties, policies, beneficiaries, and the like, and see that those pieces work together to help provide and protect the resources you'll need for retirement. This is Matt Augustine, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Call us today at 768-7709 for advice that goes beyond investments. Let us introduce you to a new standard for retirement planning.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Are you on your feet all day?
Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
On our pregame, Jackson High coach Scott Farley. Scott, great come from behind win last week.
Well, you know, we finally kind of got some things together. You know, defensively, we really shored things up and got them stopped after a kind of a rough first quarter, and then the offense started to click a little bit as well. So hopefully we're back on the right track.
And that was a pretty decent team you beat.
Yeah, they're pretty solid. You know, I would say they're every bit as good as the Coldwater team that we lost to the first week. So, like I say, you know, hopefully we're on a better path.
Well, give us a little scouting report at East Lansing.
Well, they're got some very talented skill position guys. I mean, they're good at the quarterback and running back and wide receiver spots on offense, and a lot of team speed on defense. So we'll have to continue that upward progression.
And you know they'll be focused on Mr. Suddeth.
Well, I think that would be my guess. We know that going in, so we'll have to, you know, we need to start getting some more production from some other guys, but I think, you know, we still can't get away from what we're good at either.
Well, he's had a couple great games, hasn't he?
He really has, you know, and he's, you know, had some big runs, but really I think where he's more impressive are those 8, 9, 10-yard runs that, you know, your average guy is going to get two. And that's really, for me, what separates him from a lot of really good high school backs.
And he can take a pounding. He can carry it 30 times, can he?
Right. I mean, he's elusive and he's fast, but he's also a physical guy, too. So
yeah.
He's kind of an all-in-one package.
What about your quarterback situation, Scott? You had the your backup came in and really did a nice job in that opening game.
Right, and then Lance played the bulk of the snaps against Itzy Lincoln, so we'll continue with Lance at quarterback, and he gives us, you know, kind of a bigger, stronger guy, and, you know, he plays with some confidence, and I think the offense plays with confidence when he's in there as well.
Viking print, Pink Project 2 weeks away.
Right, the 23rd, and we still have jerseys available and t-shirts for sale, and, you know, we really want to get the whole community involved in that.
Scott, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington Stadium, Greg O'Connor with Tom Ratchford. Of course, that was Scott Farley in the pregame, not athletic director Jack Fairley. And we're getting set here for the national anthem here at the stadium momentarily. Both teams at 1-1, Tom. Good comeback for the Vikings last week.
Real good comeback, because on the road they were down 14-0 in the first quarter, and they came back, scored three touchdowns unanswered at Ipsy Lincoln to win that game 20-14. And you know, even in the opening night loss, they still came back that night. It was cold water had kind of dragged them up and down the field a little bit, but they did make a nice comeback, made a quarterback change. Lance Taylor is, the quarterback after about midway through that first game. So he replaced Jake Holland, who the nice thing is you've got two varsity-level quarterbacks, but one, you know, Taylor seemed to work a little bit better than yep. Holland did.
A little better runner.
That would be a fair assessment. I don't know if either one of them really throw the ball all that well. This offense is predicated more on running. But, they also won on special teams. Shawnee threw that fake punt pass last week to really secure that win.
You live by that and die by that one. The week before, they gave up a free touchdown on that play. Let's enjoy the Jackson High marching Vikings under the tutelage of Joel Shaner with tonight's national anthem. Marching Vikings there. Always impressive with tonight's national anthem. Cloudy and overcast. If we can hold the rain out of here, this will be pretty good night for football.
Yeah, plenty of seats available in your if you're in the area.
Boy, it's just embarrassing, the turnout. It's not great for Jackson, but embarrassing for East Lansing. There's about 20 people over there.
I just counted 34. There's 34 people in the seats right now, and there's still a couple of coming in. And I do understand traffic in the neighborhood's kind of bad right now, but, you know, nonetheless, there might be another 20 people to double that crowd from 34 up to maybe 60 people.
That is egregious. Of course, they're coached by old Michigan State Spartan QB Bill Ferracco, who's done a pretty good job, Tom. He struggled the first few years there, but he's had couple decent teams.
Yeah, they stuck him with that horrible nickname, Running Clock Bill, his first year after he replaced the legendary Jeff Smith.
Well, Jeff knew when to get out.
It was about time, and because Jeff had been there since the late 60s, and he'd been just a terrific coach. He was also the head track coach, and Jeff Smith was also the calculus teacher at East Lansing, so I got a chance to know him very well in all three of those capacities. But Bill Ferracco took over, and I was reading in the State Journal, he's 69 years old. I couldn't believe that he's been around that long. I think he did a little time at Albion College as a coach. He's a little bit on the cerebral side. He's a little bit maybe sharper than some of the others. But, you know, the idea is not to show how much you know, but how much you can get through to these kids. And they've been pretty good. They got a couple of good running backs, Kentre Patterson and Darian Holbrook. And Holbrook's only a 10th grader, and that would be number two and number three in your program tonight, our guys to watch, because they can really, really go.
Yeah, they got some good skilled people. They've got a short roster, too. I think Jackson has a few more players at least dressed than East Lansing tonight. Here's the little pooch kick. They angle it down to the 20-yard line, and look out, there's some room. Wow, great tackle for the High by 36, Noah Boyd, or that would have been real trouble.
Yeah, number two, Kentre Patterson, caught the ball at about the 20 or so, and all he needed was one step, and Boyd made a perfect unassisted tackle on the opening kickoff for Jackson High.
So the Trojans start first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. As we are just underway, I've got a tick before 7 o'clock here from Withington. They run with a single running back. That looks like Holbrook. And the quarterback is Hunter Helmick. He is a senior. We have a whistle already. Water bottle on the field. And they get that off. The splits are Patterson and Holbrook. And they fired out here in the flat to Patterson. He gets right around the defense and gets a first down out near the 45-yard line.
Tackled by a single digit, I'm guessing.
I think it was Suddeth, Tom. Shawnee Suddeth that came up.
It was number six, Jamar Parris, single digit over there, made the tackle. But, boy, that's a very quick little, just a little out pass. Actually, had he not caught that, Patterson was behind the plane. That would have been a live ball, but he caught it nicely and scooted up for the first down.
Helmick, a big senior, hands it off. Jackson misses a tackle in the backfield. And down for 9 or 10 yards is Holbrook, Darian Holbrook. He's just a sophomore.
Mentioned those two in the pregame, Holbrook and Patterson. Holy cow.
You better make a tackle when you get a hold of him. Jackson had two or three players right there to make the stop. And he got loose and then ran around in for 10 yards. Two plays, 20 yards, two first downs for the Trojans. And they're in Jackson territory, 45-yard line. We're 40 seconds in. On 970 and 101.5 FM, Helmick. Hands it off in the backfield. What a move there. And good shoestring tackle to save some big yardage. That, again, was Darian Holbrook, the sophomore. That play designed to go left. That was plugged up, Tom, and he went to the right.
I think 62 Trey Monroe made that stop. Boy, that was a big play because now for the first time they've got second down and long.
They're at the Jackson 43, just 2 yards there. That was a shoestring tackle that saved a lot of yardage. Helmick out of the gun is back near the 50. And he fires it long down the sideline, and it is...
He stole that.
Intercepted! What a pick for Jackson High. Number 6, Jamar Paris.
He stole that right away from Kentre Patterson.
Wow. Patterson and Paris both went up. They both got the ball, and Paris just wanted it more. That is a great, great defensive play by a cornerback. Tremendous job by Paris, and Jackson gets the ball. Big break early at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, one-on-one coverage on that fly route right up the near sideline. The safety didn't have time to react and get over. Boy, Paris went right up with him and took that ball away.
He had blanket coverage, but the receiver was bigger, and he was jumping right over Paris. They both got their hands on it, and Paris ripped it away. And now the Vikings on offense. They give it to Suddeth. Right up the middle for maybe a yard.
Don't see Jackson do that very often, Greg. That was right off. That was off tackle between the right tackle and the right guard. Usually they like to bump it out a little bit wider, run that option a little bit.
Ball's at the 16-yard line. The quarterback is number 5, Lance Taylor, 6'2", 185, a junior. With Suddeth in the backfield. Taylor options. Looks, pump fake, and throws. And great catch for a first down. 34-yard line. Jamar Paris. I can't see those numbers, Tom. I'm glad you can.
Yeah, Jamar. Well, you know what I'm doing lately is this is our second Jackson High game is I kind of watch them in the huddle. So you can see the numbers as they're standing still a little bit better, and you can see them break. So... That's Mickey O'Dowd wide to the left and number 10, Deshaun Taylor wide to the right.
First down Vikings. Suddeth hitting the backfield. Got away from one and gets outside. 35-40. 45, he'll be up near midfield. What a run by Suddeth. He should have been stopped for a 5-yard loss. Instead, he picks up 15 yards and a Viking first down.
He's strong and he's the master of the stiff arm. He keeps the ball in the... On the side he's going, he's running to the right. The ball's in his right hand. He's pretty reliable with fumbles and such. And he uses his left hand very strong as a stiff arm and fends those tacklers away.
Yeah, he's got close to 500 yards, and you know the defenses are all over him. Here's up the middle. Taylor runs the football. He's got a first down inside the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that quarterback belly after Taylor flash faked to Demetrius Craig up the middle. Quite honestly, that's something that Jake Holland couldn't really do. He could read it, but he didn't have that extra step that Lance Taylor has to make that play. That's a first down.
Yeah, Taylor very quick, and he got it down to the 39-yard line, and the Vikings in business here, no score. Jackson got a tremendous defensive play and a pass interception. And let's see if they can make that pay off here against the Trojans. They're blitzing everybody into the backfield, and they're all over Suddeth for a loss of 2 or 3.
Dalton Yoxheimer, 54, I think is playing guard. I think he's on the left side. Somebody whiffed on a block over there.
Quentin Jackson was back there, and they were blitzed both middle linebackers, and they were both going right after Suddeth. So as Scott mentioned in the pregame, other players will have to step up. And here's Taylor back to throw it. Blocking breakdown. Taylor pump fake, and he runs out of bounds near the 35-yard line.
That was really good. That was really good blocking, except for the one kid. The one kid that got through. Everybody else had been blocked. I think somebody double-teamed when they should have been blocking the other guy.
Yeah, 64 was in the backfield. Yeah. He came untouched. So over here on the right side, they just let the defensive end get through there. Third down, 6. Suddeth in motion. They flip it out to Shawnee. That pass was low. He caught it, but it's a gain of 2 yards.
Darian Holbrook, the sophomore running back and defensive back for East Lansing, made the stop.
Again, Taylor had no time. Somebody's missing a block over here because 64 is in the backfield.
You know, the lineup from 2 weeks ago when we were here is different now because that's Dalton Yoxheimer at right guard. And I don't know if somebody is injured or they made some changes. Noah Hubbard still is a center. Tyler Wilson at left guard.
Fourth down, three. Jackson goes for it. And they've got the first down. Taylor keeps it. And he's down inside the 25-yard line. Good job by the left side of that Jackson offensive front. And they punch out another first down. That was fourth and three, and he gained 10. He faked to Suddeth and just really kind of followed Suddeth right off tackle, Tom. And they did a good job out there blocking.
Yeah, and on the left side, that is Maurice Smith at left tackle, Tyler Wilson at left guard. And the tight end at that on that time, I couldn't catch the number of, but they did a pretty good job sealing that in.
Here's a late pitch, and that play was bungled from the start. They tried a little option into the short side of the field, just didn't have any room.
Yeah, number 10, Connor Camarella for East Lansing had made the stop, and there just wasn't anywhere for the Vikes to go. Awful crowded over there on that short side of the field.
Loss of three, second and 13 for the Vikings. Six and a half to go, scoreless first quarter. On 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM. And Taylor back, wants to throw it. He's being rushed. He escapes one and two and gets as much as he can, which was about 5, maybe 6 yards. We'll bring up a third and about 8 here for the high. Boy, East Lansing is just pouring into that backfield. That has got to be disconcerting. The offensive line cannot keep the white helmets out of the backfield. Not much time for Taylor to operate back there.
And certainly at the 22-yard line as Jackson is driving, it's third down and 8. You know that they've
got... 4 down, yeah.
No question here.
So a third, about 8. And there goes Shante. Shante's got a first down. He barrels through arm tackles. You don't arm tackle him, my friends.
Yeah, that's a pretty good bet right there. And they did get a good block up front right over center Noah Hubbard and I think left guard Tyler Wilson.
Wilson's a big one at 275.
And Suddeth doesn't need much. He's obviously very strong. He's quick. He's tough.
Got 10 yards down to the 12-yard line. And Jackson High in the red zone here as we hit 5 to go in the first quarter. On first down, Suddeth the lone running back. They fumble the ball. Goodness. Taylor looked like he was going to fake to Suddeth, keep the ball. It looked like initially there was a little hole there and he dropped it.
See, usually Scott Farley calls those. Sometimes they're red. Depends on the how prolific Lance Taylor has really improved as far as his reads. A lot of times they're just called a give or a belly.
Yeah, tough break there. It looked like he had a seam. Instead, you lose 4 yards. Thankfully, he was able to get the ball back.
And Shiny's got to trust him to not grab it from him, too, which might could have possibly happened when he fumbled.
4 wideouts for the Vikings on second and very long, and there's Taylor. He gets back to about the line of scrimmage. He got about 3 yards.
Yeah, he ran the belly that time. Lance Taylor did, the junior quarterback. Pretty good-sized kid, as you mentioned, 6'2", 185. I think he flash-faked inside to Shawnee and then kept it himself on that quarterback belly right up the middle.
B&G landscape weather here, perfect for football tonight. We have barely a breeze here, but cloudy and overcast. Probably get some rain later. Taylor back to throw. He swings it out. Shawnee, great catch. He's at the 10. He broke one tackle and got it to the 9. And Jackson got about four out of that, but they're looking at a fourth down here and about eight.
He eluded a couple of tacklers, finally brought down by Kentre Patterson, Darian Holbrook, and Blake Underwood. The Underwood name certainly is...
Yeah, that's been around a while.
At East Lansing. I understand he's a pretty good football player.
East Lansing play defensively, they play a lot of people close to the ball. They have one safety out there in the middle, and everybody's up on the line. And here's a big fourth down play, and here's a flag. Noah, we've got a timeout, East Lansing. We'll take a quick break here, just a 30 break, and we're right back. Big fourth down play coming up. 970 and 101.5 FM. I guess we'll keep it right here. 2:39 to go in the first quarter with no score. Ball's at the 9-yard line. Jackson can get a first down just inside the 3. So we'll call it 4th and about 7 here. And 9 yards for a touchdown. Been a great drive after the turnover. This drive started at the Jackson 15-yard line. Now you're going to need a little magic here. Not a lot of field out there. And one thing about East Lansing, very quick athletes.
They do get to the ball in a hurry.
They get there quickly. And here is Lance Taylor. Faking, looking for Sudduth. He throws. What a catch! Touchdown! Sudduth out of the backfield. And a beautiful throw by Lance Taylor. There was a defender right there. Taylor waited until Sudduth got past that linebacker, looped it right over his head. Shawnee made a diving grab in the end zone. Right on the O on Jackson, and the Vikings draw first blood here, 6-0. Nice throw by the junior QB. Better catch by Shawnee Sudduth. And the Vikes go for the two-point conversion attempt here, up 6-0. And they fake it. Taylor looking and rolling. He's down there close and did not get there. Boy, he's inside the 1-yard line. 6-0. Take a quick break, 30 break. We're back with the Viking kickoff. Jackson 6, East Lansing nothing. 970 and 101.5 FM.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
One of our fine sponsors tonight, Jamie Grace, financial advisor with Wells Fargo. Jamie can offer you a wide range of services. Give him a call at 789-0151. Jamie Grace, your financial advisor at Wells Fargo. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, OmniSource, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, the Collector Zone, part of our group tonight. Sean Winters with the kick, and this one's out of bounds. They tried that little angled kick down around the 25-yard line. That wasn't close.
You know what? That's not 18. That's not 19. That's 18. So that is Quentin Smith 5'10", 165, 10th grader, listed as the kicker in the
program.
Are
you sure that's 18?
Well, he's the one that's listed as the kicker.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it is 18.
Yeah, the kicking coach just talked. Yeah, these... We talked about it last year and last 2 weeks ago. These are camouflage numbers. Black jerseys and orange camouflage numbers. You know, and even East Lansing, it's beautiful. White shirt, white pants, white helmet, and the blue numbers you can see. But they're the small digits.
Yeah, they're the small. First down, Trojans. Helmick back to throw, and he throws it long. And that is incomplete.
Well, Paris and Contre Patterson's feet kind of got tangled up. It was incidental. Glad the official didn't throw that on him.
And Patterson stumbled. He was well behind Paris, but he was stumbling and could not make the grab.
You know, that's fortunate, too, because I think he had him beat. He was going to...
Yeah, if he catches it, nobody's catching him.
Yeah, he ran right past him up the near sideline.
And a second down and 10. East Lansing throwing the ball all over the place here early. They run it this time and try to get outside, and nothing doing there. Tremendous pursuit.
Yeah, very good. Dalton Yoxheimer ended up making the tackle, but several Vikes were there to turn that in.
Yeah, that was a very good job defensively.
Let's call that great team defense.
Obviously, they played some great defense last week against Ipsy Lincoln to shut them out for three quarters. Scott said in the pregame that he felt Ipsy Lincoln was every bit as good as Coldwater.
I had heard good things from the Metro Detroit area about Lincoln.
Yeah, and they really stoned him. Here's a third down, almost 10. Helmick rolling, looking. He wanted to flare it out. Jackson covered it, and he's buried. Big hit back at the 25-yard line.
Marcus Worthy on the stop. He was chased by, I think, Jalen Cooper, 65, the big tackle. And he flushed Helmick right out of the pocket. And, man, Worthy drilled him.
Yeah, he wanted to dump it off to, I believe it was Cameron Jimenez Jr. And the Vikings took it away. And then Helmick kind of panicked. And he turned right into Worthy. And Worthy really laid the lumber on him. He was a little slow getting up. Shawnee Suddeth is back with Jamar Paris on this East Lansing kick. Snap is wobbly. The kick is short. Oh, East Lansing got a tremendous roll. That rolled 15 yards before it trickled out of bounds at the 34.
Something to look at. Connor Camarella, the punter, almost, when he fielded that snap, almost kneed the ball.
Right.
His knee almost hit the ground.
That was close.
Would have been
Jackson's ball
back there on about the 10.
Pretty decent field position, 34-yard line. Less than a minute to go here in the first. And the Vikings up 6-0 on a big fourth down, 9-yard touchdown pass from Lance Taylor to Shawnee Suddeth. And the Vikings' second possession here. The first one, they drove 85 yards. And there's running room up over the 40-yard line. That looks like, I don't think that was Suddeth.
Sebastian Toland, number three.
Sebastian Toland picks up 7 yards. And that's the Vikings really need that positive activity from other players.
Well, you can't keep giving the ball to Suddeth 50, you know, he can't carry it 50 times a game. He wants to.
Yeah. He probably could, but there's probably four people keying on him.
Well, you do need to diversify a little bit here, too.
Second and three. Here comes Shawnee. Can he turn the corner? Gets a block, ducks inside, and he's right at the first down. He tries for an extra yard. They're saying Shawnee did fumble that late, but they're saying he was down.
Got to hold on to that football, fellas. That's going to be probably a first down here on the last play of the quarter. It is. And let's take a break after one. Jackson High 6, East Lansing nothing. And we'll be back in 1 minute on 970 WKHM FM 101.5.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. Brembo would like to remind you to play it safe while camping. Always use a flame retardant tent and set up camp far away from the campfire. Only use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns inside the tent or any other closed space. Always build your campfire downwind away from your tent. Brembo of Homer, Michigan. Just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
First down, Jackson. Try to get it outside on an end around with Paris, or a flanker around, and he could not do it. Just that terrific speed of the Trojans. That was Darian Holbrook. Came up and made the stop, and that's a loss of two. Out of town scoreboard, Tom.
First out of town score of the game. Northwest leads Hastings 15-6 late in the first quarter on a 76-yard touchdown reception by Garner.
Good for
them. I wish I knew Garner's first name, but
you can catch that on K105.3. Here's a pass down the middle.
Oh.
What a catch by Paris. He is obliterated, but he made the catch for a first down. Jamar Paris having a sensational first half.
Blake Underwood, the safety, came up and hit him immediately. Hit him hard, pretty clean.
Great first play action fake by the junior quarterback, Lance Taylor. And he floated it down the middle. Paris had to extend, and he took a shot down the middle and held on to that football for a first down. Here comes Shawnee. He's at the 40, dips outside. He's got, looks like, a first down to the 33-yard line. I think that was Little O'Dowd out there, did a great job out in the secondary blocking his man. And that will be a Viking first down at the East Lansing 33-yard line. Vikes already up 6-0. We have 10:40 to go. First half here from Withington Stadium. Tom out of town.
Still in the first quarter. It's Grass Lake 26, East Jackson nothing.
Grass Lake going for their third straight win. They'll be on K105.3 next week. Here's the quarterback keep. Pretty good spin move, and he got about 3, maybe 4 yards out of it, Lance Taylor.
And if you ask Scott Farley when he creates this offense what he'd like, there it is right there. Quarterback getting 4 yards on first down.
Exactly. That's a win. Especially when you know you're probably not going to punt.
Yeah, and it was the belly fake. You know, he flash faked it inside, kept it himself. Again, when Lance Taylor becomes more prolific, he will read that. I think right now he isn't reading it because he's still young at this. I think he's getting it called whether to keep it or hand it off.
Vikes take a timeout. We'll keep it right here, 6-0. Jackson leading. And action brought to you in part by the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Jenko Boot Shop downtown. Brembo, scenic downtown Homer. Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Joe Wolf, the crew at the Protection Center, and Ron Ellison, American Title, long time sponsor of high school sports here on the radio. Both the Protection Center and American Title have been on here for decades. And we thank them for their support, all our great sponsors. Vikes look at a second and about six.
I'll be a customer of American Title here in 2 weeks.
Good luck.
Yep, they're good. They do a good job. Hey, one more out-of-town score before we get this going. Lumen Christie leads Harper Creek 7-3 at the end of one.
Here's an option. Taylor, late pitch to Sutton. 30. Tries to run through two tacklers. He is so strong.
And those two tacklers, Greg, are number two and number three, Contre Patterson and Darian Holbrook. And those two are not going to miss.
Shawnee got it down near the 25, and that brings up a third and two. Boy, good job by the quarterback, Lance Taylor. He saved a possible loss on the play by just getting that pitch away before he went down.
Isn't that the first time tonight they've run that outside veer where they get outside the tackle box? Yeah,
straight, almost a straight option. Third down and two, East Lansing jumps offside. And that'll be a free first down for the Vikings. Good job by the got to be impressed with Lance Taylor, Tom.
Very much. He's
really engineered this offense nicely.
He seems to have grown into it pretty quickly. I know at the Coldwater game when he came in the second quarter, might even have been in the first, but when he came in, it was just you could tell the whole scenario changed for the Vikes.
Oh, here's a bad snap, and Taylor falls on it way back at the 30-yard line.
Well, even that, he was smart enough just to cover it up and not try to grab it and do something foolish.
I don't know if it was a bad snap or if he just wasn't quite ready for it. It seemed to go right over his shoulder. So I'm not going to blame Hubbard. Second and 19. That's a killer, though, on first down. As you get now way behind the chain. And Taylor rolls and looks. He's going to throw it long. It's a wounded duck. Is that caught? Touchdown, Jackson! I don't believe it! East Lansing had two players there.
It was batted by at least one of the East Lansing players. And Jackson comes up with it.
I think it was Paris. But you can't read the numbers.
It was a single digit.
Yeah.
He was there.
Unbelievable play.
So with 8:32 to go in the first half, Jackson leads 12-0.
Unreal. We think it was Jamar Paris, but we may never know. But it's 12-0, Jackson. That was a miracle kind of play. Two-point conversion attempt. Sudduth walks it into the end zone for two. Nobody touched him. 14-0, Jay High over East Lansing. Back in 30 seconds with the Viking kick on 970. WKHM 101.5 FM.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Withington. Michael O'Dowd, the sophomore, made the catch.
And he goes by Mickey, and looked an awful lot.
Mick O'Dowd.
Looked an awful lot like his dad and his uncle and his grandfather, Mick, on that catch. It was batted by one of the East Lansing players, and Mickey caught it in that just over the goal line in that end zone over by the long jump pit at the south end of the stadium. Jackson leads 14-0.
There's the little kick. And here's the right look out. Trouble here. 40, 35. You might as well kick it out of bounds. You're going to do that. Just a little short kick. East Lansing's waiting for it at the 30. And one of their most dangerous players, Darian Holbrook, takes it all the way to the Jackson 34-yard line. Well, that kick did not work out well. And now the defense put in a spot here as the Trojans come out down by 14. With their big quarterback. On first down from the 34. Play action fake. They've got a man wide open on the wing. 25-22 yard line.
And that's Hunter Helmet, Greg, the quarterback. And he hit 32, Quentin Jackson, the fine senior. Nice little, just a little flare pass into that flat area on the left. And he got the first down, now all the way down to the Jackson 22.
Yeah, they let the contain man just come to the quarterback and flipped it right over his head. First down, 22-yard line for the Trojans. Hunter Helmick. Big lanky kid up the middle. Good running room there for Kobe Hayward. He's down to the 16-yard line, and that's a pickup of six. Second down, four. With 7.5 to go here in the first half, and Jackson High up 14-0 over the Trojans. But East Lansing now in the red zone, 16-yard line. They have three wideouts with Holbrook, the running back. They give it to Holbrook. Not a lot of room there, but he may have a first down. And it looks like he does near the 12-yard line.
Shawnee and I think Sean Winters in on the stop there for Jackson High. But another first down for the Trojans. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Jackson leads East Lansing 14-0. But East Lansing is driving after that kick return.
See if the Vikings can make a big play here on defense. They've had a couple, a big sack and a big pass intercept. Here's Holbrook. Had a decent hole, and he drives down inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about three on first down. Just ran kind of a power play.
Gave the tackle to Suddeth again. Boy, one player that's absolutely irreplaceable for the Vikes is Shawnee Suddeth.
Six to go here in the first half. Bill Ferracco shoots a play in to the big senior quarterback. They send Underwood out to the right. Patterson to the left. They give it to Holbrook. And he gets it down around the 5-yard line.
He's got quick feet, but he was stopped up pretty. He was stopped up by several kids inside.
Good tackle.
Yeah, I think that was. Boy, he's got Monroe. I'm going to listen to Mike Timms, Trey Monroe on the stop.
Third and three from the 5-yard line. East Lansing sends a couple big kids in here. They are likely to just run a power play, and now they take a timeout. May have taken a little too much time. We'll take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back. 14-0 Jay High on 970 and 101.5 FM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrel tonight. Big third down from the 5-yard line here. East Lansing sent in a couple big kids. Looks like they're going to just try to power it here.
I have noticed the offensive line for East Lansing does a lot like Coldwater that we saw here opening night and Hastings last week in Lumen Christi, is they drive off the ball. So many teams use zone blocking and scoop blocking. They get off the ball. Notice they're in a stance. They fire out straight ahead.
From the 5-yard line, Holbrook up the middle. And he squeezes through for, it looks like a touchdown. It is.
Yeah, he's right on the goal line. So,
5 minutes to go here in the first half, and East Lansing hits pay dirt right up the middle with their sophomore running back. He's a good one, Darian Holbrook. And a lot of these East Lansing kids, like Jackson, playing both ways, they're getting a lot of playing time. Holbrook is out there on defense and is getting a majority of the carries on offense. Extra point kick for Nick Rosa. Snap low, and that kick was almost blocked. It is good. 14-7. We're right back in 30 seconds with the Trojan kickoff on News Talk 970 WKHM and 101.5 FM.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For 4 generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And East Lansing will kick off to the Vikings as they hit the scoreboard with 5:06 to go here in the second quarter. And they've cut into the Viking lead, which is now 14-7. Pretty good first half here. Northwest has taken a 21-12 lead. Our football frenzy game on K105.3 over the Saxons of Hastings. Lumen Christi was out to a 7-3 lead early in their tilt at Harper Creek. Here's the kick. It's down the middle, and that should be Suddeth, the 20-yard line, 25, and a pretty good play there by East Lansing's 33, Derek Lee. And the Vikings will be right just about the 30-yard line and a first down. Leading 14-7. We are your home for Michigan football tomorrow. Central Florida in Ann Arbor. Second of 5 straight home games for Michigan. It's a noon kickoff. All the action right here on 101.5 FM and 970. Out of the short gun, Suddeth trying to get outside. Has a couple blocks. And he got it to the 35-yard line.
You know, Underwood, the safety, rolled over. I'm not so certain Underwood isn't spying Suddeth. But also, you also see 2 and 3 in a tandem, and that's Holbrook and Patterson. So between the three of them, I think they're the best three on the field for East Lansing, and they seem to get in every play.
Yeah, Holbrook made that stop. Second down and 5. We got about 100,000 kids at this game. Here's a fumble. East Lansing's got it.
64 for East Lansing ended up with it. That's Justin Maccabee. But, the ball just looked, did it get punched out?
No, he did not have the ball securely tucked in. That being Lance Taylor. And when he got hit, there went the ball. And he's Lansing right back in business now at the Jackson 39-yard line.
There are quite a few little Vikings out here from, looks like,
many
about fourth grade through seventh or eighth. I can tell you haven't taught school for 30 years. It's just what the cafeteria looks like at lunchtime. Could you imagine being up there in the heat and humidity this week?
Oh, that'd be fun. Trojans now have a chance to tie this thing up. And Helmick back to throw. And he throws it down over the middle, and that is intercepted! Jamar Paris again for the Vikings. What a play! That is tremendous defensive back coverage by Jackson High.
He got inside of, I want to say that was Patterson, number two.
Yeah.
And he got inside of him somehow and took that away from him. What a great grab.
Man, that is two tremendous plays. Now let's see if we can pop Shawnee here about 98. Jackson, the ball at the two-yard line. To me, East Lansing's greedy. They were able to move the ball running at Tom, and they had to throw the bomb there. And it came back to bite them. The Vikes got to hold the ball.
Now you have the situation where you've got that short shotgun snap, let's call it the pistol. You're down at the two, so you're standing in the end zone. Now anytime you mishandle the ball, it's going to be 2 points.
Sunneth hit in the backfield, but he escaped that first man and got to the three. Boy, that was, some of these D linemen are not being even brushed. They're getting right in the backfield.
52, and that is Jaden Evans, along with Nick Rosa, number four, and number five, Alec Dorr, on the stop for East Lansing.
3 yard line. 3:40 to go. Vikes need to punch out a first down here. 2nd and 9. East Lansing has 9 in the box, and Lance Taylor just quarterback sneaks it to about the 5.
Yeah, and we should mention he did take the snap directly from the center with his hands under the center's rear end. That was not a shotgun snap. So, I mean, at least they had that part of the situation covered with their back to their own goal line.
Might be a good idea to just to run the clock here. And take one of your timeouts.
Might be a good idea to quick kick here, but I'm just...
Yeah.
Because...
3rd and about 7. And they give it to Paris. Scoots outside. He's close to a first down. It looks like he's just a tad short. He's right at the stick.
It looked like everybody was standing still. Paris was in motion. The ball was snapped, and Taylor gave it to him.
He's got a first down, Tom.
He got it off the right side, and didn't it look like everybody was just standing watching?
Yeah. It was that jet sweep, wasn't it?
Yeah, to the motion man.
Yeah. And East Lansing was really caught flat-footed.
And you know what else? If he breaks that tackle, he's gone because there wasn't anybody over there up that far sideline.
Big first down for Jackson with 2:20 to go till halftime. Lance Taylor directing some traffic here. Looks like a lot of confusion, and the Vikings take a timeout. And we'll take a quick timeout. And right back with Jackson up 14-7 on 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2:10 to go till halftime. And the quarterback hit way in the backfield. Lance Taylor, again, had no time. He had no time to do anything. Jackson's going to have to shore that up. Guys are really getting into the backfield here for the Trojans. That'll bring up a second, and we'll call it 13. But we're down to 1:40 to go. And really, to be practical about it, you just want to run this clock out. Don't fumble. That's the game plan here. Oh, Suddeth had some room, but he ran into his own man. And that's the big guy, Tyler Wilson, and he's hurt.
Yeah, he was being played there by Michael Thornton. And Thornton, of course, is also a name through the East Lansing past. And Thornton had kind of moved Wilson back, and that's where they collided.
Wilson is hurting, looks like his left leg they're looking at. And let's look at some of the scores, Tom.
Out-of-town scores at Harper Creek at the end of the first quarter. It's Lumen Christi 7, Harper Creek 3. Northwest in the game on 105-3. Northwest is leading Hastings 21-12. It's got to be in the second quarter. I don't have the time on that. At the end of the first, actually still in the first quarter, at last look, Grass Lake was leading East Jackson 26-0. And Napoleon leads Michigan Center 21-7. With 10 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the second quarter, Napoleon over Center, 21-7. In the CAAC Blue at the end of one, it's Grand Ledge 10, Lansing Sexton nothing. And go Chicks. Zeeland West leads Grand Rapids West Catholic, 22-7, early in the second quarter.
Here are the Vikings helping big Tyler Wilson off the field. He's a junior, 275. Takes up a lot of space on that offensive front for Jackson.
And by the way, I've got nothing against West Catholic. I did coach, however, for 3 years at Zeeland. A lot of those kids that are playing, their moms and dads were in classes of mine and old players of mine.
Tigers 1-0 over Baltimore in their game. Justin Upton has just robbed the Orioles of a home run. Tigers lead 1-0. Third long. And Suddeth spins out over the 10, about the 13-yard line, and a timeout, East Lansing.
He broke the tackle of Nick Rosa, but those other guys were right there. No downfield blocking whatsoever for Jackson. And it's going to be fourth and very long. Fourth and 10.
They were able to whittle off the clock down to 58 seconds. Let's take a break. 30 break. We're right back. 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. Brembo would like to remind you to play it safe while camping. Always use a flame-retardant tent and set up camp far away from the campfire. Only use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns inside the tent or any other closed space. Always build your campfire downwind away from your tent. Brembo of Homer, Michigan. Just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Big fourth down here for Jackson. Shawnee Suddeth is back to kick. He stands right near the goal line. 58 seconds left. It's a fourth and 10 and a whistle.
The left end at Jackson High flinched.
That'll put him down about the 7-yard line and Suddeth well back in the end zone. Vikings trying to hold off East Lansing. Jay High leads 14-7. And this snap is over Sutta's head. He gets somehow got the kick away. It's fumbled. Who's got it? East Lansing got it back. Unbelievable. What a play by Sutta to save 2 points.
And then Cameron Jimenez, if he catches that in the air, could have gone maybe
at least to the 10.
At least. And the ball was spiraled after Shawnee punted it. And I don't know how Jimenez didn't catch it, but then it gets through his hands, and it was a pretty mad scramble for it, but East Lansing came up with it.
Vikes had a couple players there. They couldn't get it away from the Trojans. They'll have it at the 30-yard line of Jackson. That was a miraculous play by Sutter.
Now, East Lansing, there's only 46 seconds left, and they do not have a timeout.
Back to throw it. They throw it long into the corner, wide open, but it's short. Underwood broke back away from Suddeth. He was open at about the 5-yard line. The pass was underthrown. 41 seconds left. Clock stops. And a second down from the 30. There was a mix-up there in the secondary for Jackson. As those two receivers went down the seam, one broke to the pylon, and no defender really broke with him. Tyler Wilson being helped into the locker room, and that's bad news for the Vikings. Helmick back to throw. They set up a little screen over here to Underwood, and he's down around the 10-yard line. Very nicely set up by the Trojans.
You can just picture the Jackson defensive linemen who've been getting blocked all night. They were let through, and they were all happy going after the quarterback, and Helmick just slipped it to Underwood,
yeah.
And Underwood took off like he was shot out of a cannon, got all the way down inside the 10-yard line. A single tackle, I think it was Marcus Worthy on that far side, made the stop. But
just kind of a sucker play, Tom. Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful setup.
33 seconds from the 10. Helmick rolling and looking. Being pressured, he throws incomplete.
They really can't run because they don't have any timeouts left. We got 28.4 seconds left. East Lansing is at their 9-yard line.
Isaiah Fleming, some pretty good pressure on the quarterback there.
Not too bad. They got Helmick moving. He got his feet moving and he had to roll to his right a little bit.
The ball's marked just inside the, well, it's right at the 9-yard line. We have 28 seconds. Yeah, they'll probably have to look for the end zone. And Helmick looking over the middle and throws. It's caught and dropped. Incomplete.
Patterson had that. I thought he had it with both hands, but it dropped forward and incomplete pass.
Jackson had some pretty good coverage there. They had two or three players around that play. But like you said, Tom Patterson did at least get one hand on it.
Yeah, he could have caught it. No, it was in traffic.
And it was at the 3-yard line. And we're down to a third and goal.
Yeah, so let's say he catches it and gets tackled at the 3. Can they scramble and get to the line of scrimmage? Probably get one more playoff.
Now it's third down, so if you don't score, you might just have one play. Helmick under center this time. Fakes a little draw, looks wide open, and is that a touchdown? It is.
Or you just hit Darian Holbrook on a 9-yarder.
He came floating out of the backfield, and there's nobody out there. Nobody.
probably the best thrown ball by Hunter Helmick all night also.
Beautifully designed play.
Yeah, right. It's, a lot of coaches call that the wheel pattern. He just went right up that left sideline. And
nobody there.
Holbrook caught it right over his shoulder in the end zone. So with 17 seconds to go in the first half, it's Jackson 14, East Lansing 13, as Nick Rosa attempts this PAT.
And that is up and good, and we are tied. 14-14. So a fumble eventually, even though Jackson got an interception, that fumble really comes back to haunt Jackson. And the ball ends up in the end zone with 17 seconds left. We'll keep it right here as we approach halftime. Action brought to you in part by the Jackson Public Schools, with the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, the Bob Richardson Group, and of course they're sponsoring our player of the game, B&G Landscape. They sponsor any weather issues we have here, and also our fourth quarter sponsor tonight, B&G Landscape. And with 17 seconds, I can't imagine East Lansing's going to kick it to Suddeth like they did last time.
Well, Jackson only has one timeout. You know, the other thing is, how about the demoralizing factor of scoring with 17 seconds of the quarter? I mean, that's, Jackson had a 14-0 lead, seemed to be, everything was going their way.
Kick a short ball, and it's picked up at the 32-yard line.
Anthony Parker covered it and probably wisely just covered it and went to the ground.
Yeah, you don't want to try to mess with that. And Jackson will have time for a play or two here before halftime.
Well, you know, there's, I just can't see him throwing the ball in the air, but you run Suddeth a couple of times, and you've got a very good chance on this veer. I'm not sure. Does Scott Farley call this the veer anymore? It's our old nomenclature.
And Taylor just takes a knee. Probably a good decision as we approach 8 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson, and we are at halftime. And we're right where we started from just an hour ago. 14-14, Jackson and the Trojans of East Lansing. We'll be back in 3 minutes at the half on 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmela Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformation educational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Here at the stadium, we're all tied 14-14. Unlike last week, Jackson trailed 14-0, came back and won. Tonight they jumped out to a 14-0 lead, but East Lansing comes back. They score with about 7 minutes to go in the half, and then that late fumble put Jackson behind the eight ball, and eventually, even after East Lansing turned it over, Jackson had that bad field position. They had a short little 30-yard drive there in the last minute and a half or so to tie the game at 14. Tom, let's check the out-of-town scoreboard.
Well, the halftime score from Battle Creek-Harper Creek is Battle Creek-Harper Creek 10, Lumen Christi 7. Titans led 7-3 at the end of the first. Really a pretty low-scoring game, and we're 40 miles away from it, and you can probably guess that's pretty hard hitting. Harper Creek leads Lumen Christi 10-7 at the half. Northwest and Hastings are all tied up at 23. Grass Lake was leading East Jackson 21-0. That was, last I heard, that was a first quarter score. First quarter, Grand Ledge leads Lansing Sexton 10-0. At halftime in the Cascades, Napoleon leads Michigan Center 27-7. In the second quarter, Zeeland West was leading Grand Rapids West Catholic 22-7. In the Lenawee County Conference, it's Hudson 12, Columbia 7. And that is with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Hudson over Columbia Central 12-7. And then up in the Grand Rapids, Muskegon area, Hudsonville leads East Kentwood 18-15. Rockford leads Muskegon Mona Shores 21-6. They play some pretty good football up there. And Muskegon Catholic leads Muskegon Orchard View 20-0 at the half.
Saline 14, Ann Arbor Skyline 7, that's at halftime. Wall Lake Western 27, Northville 7. And that's just about at the half. Take a 1 minute break this week in high school sports with John Johnson. Then we'll be back in a few minutes with second half action. It's Jackson 14, East Lansing 14, 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Hold That Tiger, Covering Up, and Knowing the Difference. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Football Tigers of Benton Harbor High School are already proving their comeback season of a year ago was no fluke, with two big wins right out of the chute against two of the better teams in their respective leagues. A 28-7 win over Marshall of the Interstate 8 in Week 1, and a last-second 28-21 win last week over Grand Rapids South Christian of the always-tough OK Gold. In that win at South Christian last week, the Tigers drove 58 yards and 62 seconds for the winning score, a 5-yard run by Denny Brown, set up by a 45-yard pass from Brown to Jeremy Burrell. The Tigers head coach, Elliot Uzalak, told MHSAA network affiliate WSJM in St. Joseph last Saturday what he thought of the effort.
You guys are killing me. These close games, you know, 109 to go and we're losing. I thought, oh, geez. You know, but I tell you, that is a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of our kids. It showed their mental toughness and physical toughness. They didn't give up.
And Uzalak, the former college football coach who came out of retirement to revive the Benton Harbor program, says that the winning mindset is sinking in.
All of a sudden, in their eyes, they were defeated. They were going for it. You know, you could just sense that. And that's a huge turnaround for us at Benton Harbor High School. I'm telling you, people don't understand how big that is.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brady Hunter and Alex Cherry of Gaylord St. Mary, who combined for 5 pass interceptions, part of a state record-setting 7-pick night for the Snowbirds in a 30-6 football win over Bay City All Saints. And Connor Piccolo of Fraser, who had 3 first-half goals in his team's 5-2 soccer win over St. Clair Shores Lakeview last week to stay undefeated in 5 games. Are you fueling properly? Most student-athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Everything in the game of football from a rules-making perspective starts and ends with an increased focus on player safety. One big point of emphasis for the 2016 season centers on equipment being worn properly by all players. Too often we see college and pro players, especially those at the skill positions, wearing football pants that come nowhere close to covering the knee area. With the continued focus on all high school players to lower the target zone when hitting an opponent to keep the head out of football, kids must wear pants with knee pads that completely cover the knee area to avoid those types of injuries.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I'm going to stay in the officials' lane in closing today to help further educate you on the rules, because I can tell by the variety of radio broadcasts I've dropped in on just the first 2 weeks of the football season tell me that we have too many people who watch games on Saturday and Sunday believing that the same rules apply on Friday nights. Let's start with 2 points on the passing game, the tackle box and the uncatchable pass. Neither exist in high school football. To avoid an intentional grounding call, all the quarterback has to do is get the pass in the neighborhood of an eligible receiver. And I can't tell you how many times I go to games and see entire sidelines erupt on an overthrown ball and coaches and kids waving their hands over the head. Whether the ball was catchable or not doesn't matter when calling pass interference in high school. And speaking of pass interference, it may be a 15-yard maximum penalty, but it is not an automatic first down. In fact, personal fouls in general do not result in automatic first downs. Only roughing calls to the passer, the kicker, the snapper, and the holder are automatic first downs in high school. You can view a complete list of rules differences between the preps and the college pro games on the football page of the MHSAA website. And if you would just take the time to know the difference, the easier life would be for those who do know them when they arrive for work on Fridays, the officials. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Withington. You're at the half or winding down. Halftime festivities. They may slide a couple more minutes up there on the clock. We're 14-14. Jackson has just trickled out. Jackson was in command with a 14-0 lead, and East Lansing made it happen quickly with a touchdown with 7 minutes to go in the half. Then following a Jackson turnover, they got it deep in Jackson territory. East Lansing turned it over on a pass interception, but Jackson had it at the 2-yard line, couldn't get out of that hole, and a short kick was taken down less than 30-yard drive in the last 2 minutes, and East Lansing able to tie the football game up. Tigers continue to lead Baltimore 1-0. That game on 101.9 FM tonight, as all the Tiger games will be this weekend. Play tomorrow night against Baltimore and Sunday afternoon. And following the Tiger game Sunday, we take you right to the Lions. 4:25 kickoff against the Indianapolis Colts. So Tigers followed by the Lions Sunday on 101.9 FM. We have Michigan for you tomorrow. It's a noon kickoff with Michigan and Central Florida. Right here on 970, 101.5 FM. 2 minute break and we'll be back with the second half kickoff. 14-14, East Lansing, Jackson High on 970 and 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jackson does get the football to start the second half, and East Lansing will kick off. Vikings will go from your right to your left, and hopefully they can get back ahead of it here. They were seemingly rolling into the midway part of that second quarter, leading 14-0. As Tom mentioned, everything seemed to be going right. And then nothing much went right in that last 7 minutes when East Lansing came back. For East Lansing, Jack Morris kicking off. Sutta stands down at around the 12-yard line, right in the middle of the field. And we are underway, tied at 14. And this will be Shawnee Sutta, 15-yard line. 20, 25, 30, 35, breaks a tackle, 40. 45, cuts back, 50. What a run by Sutta to the East Lansing 46-yard line.
Underwood finally made the tackle, but Greg, East Lansing had kids there, and I don't know how he sees those little gaps, and he gets to them. That was a tremendous individual effort because you didn't see any blocking.
Incredible. And why would they kick to him? Why would East Lansing kick that ball down to Sutta? You don't do that anymore. Vikes take over, first down at the East Lansing 46-yard line. It's Taylor, the quarterback, up the middle, Sutta, 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line. 16 yards on first down, right off left guard.
Gross on the stop.
Good job by the offensive front, and great to see Tyler Wilson back in the game. The big junior offensive tackle for the Vikings at 275. He looks a little bigger than that.
He's a pretty good sized kid.
Jackson at the 30. Shawnee again off the left side. 20, 15. He's drilled by Underwood again around the 10-yard line. They'll mark it at the 11. And Jackson high in business here in this very first minute of the third quarter. Knocking on the door against the Trojans at the 11-yard line.
That's quite a run again by Suddeth. And it took an extraordinary effort right there by Underwood to knock him out of bounds. Against Coldwater, we saw him go to the end zone on that play.
Same set. This time they pitch. And not much there. They don't get back to the line of scrimmage. They lose a couple yards.
Was that Tolan, number three?
Yeah, but I don't know why you get away from Sutta.
It was a little bit different of an offensive play that was that wider option. Let's call it the outside veer.
Yeah, they faked to Sutta and looked like there was room up the middle.
Got to do it once or twice. It's only second and 11. The ball is on the, oh boy, they're on the East Lansing 13-yard line. We're tied at 14 with 10 and a half to go in the third quarter.
Jackson can get a first down at the 1-yard line. Lance Taylor, Suddeth, steps out of a couple tackles. Amazing strength. He's dragging tacklers. He's down to the 8-yard line.
It took four East Lansing Trojans to bring him down. He broke two tackles at the line of scrimmage by some pretty good football players. Got out of the grasp of those two, and it took four more to bring that kid to the ground.
Man, he's a beast. Senior at 195. He does not look that big. But he is really as tough as they come. And he's got it again up the middle. And there's about eight Trojans there, and Shawnee got about a yard or so. That's going to be fourth down.
You do have some options here on fourth down from inside the 10-yard line. Ball's going to be on the, actually it'll technically be on the, it's on the eight. So you do have, you got with the veer, with the ability for Lance Taylor to run the ball, there's a lot of things you can do. Demetrius Craig is checked in.
Again, they could get a first down at the one. And Taylor rolls to the right and looks and throws. Is that caught? Touchdown, Jackson! Corner of the end zone. Demetrius Craig. Are you kidding me?
Demetrius Craig had just checked in, and he was at that receiver spot, and Taylor threaded a needle. I have no idea how he caught that ball.
There was a defender right there. And I mean, Demetrius Craig caught that ball right at the pylon in the back corner of the end zone. Amazing. Boy, we've seen some just amazing plays here in this game. And Jackson regains the lead at 20-14. 8:50 to go in the third, and they spread everybody out going for two. And a whistle. Procedure on Jackson.
Yeah, that's going to goof things up.
Now you may want to kick. It's like Jackson's going to try to kick a point here.
The kicker is number 18, Quentin Smith. I'm assuming he's off the soccer team because he's listed as only a kicker.
Jay Collin will hold at the 15-yard line. High snap, kick is up there. Good. Good job by Quentin Smith. Kicks one in from the 15-yard line. 21-14 the high. 970 WKHM 101.5 FM. Back in 30 seconds.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to the stadium. Jay High regained some momentum. Quick touchdown here in the third quarter. Unbelievable pass by Lance Taylor on fourth down. About an 8-yard touchdown toss to Demetrius Craig, the 160-pound senior, in the very back of the end zone. Here's a low kick, was loose momentarily, and East Lansing falls on it at the 35. That was bobbled briefly. Vikes couldn't get there. And a wild scramble, and Ramesh Broman covered the ball right at the 35 for the Trojans. And they'll go first and 10 there. With their quarterback, Hunter Helmick. And their big offensive weapon, really, Darian Holbrook. He's done most of the damage. Single tailback. Two tight ends. And a whistle. Motion on East Lansing. Thank you. It'll be a 5-yard walk-off before they get a snap-off here in the quarter. We'll have all the scores tomorrow. The Sports Saturday program is down the hall on 101.9 FM for Anderson Distributing and Polly's Country Markets tomorrow from 8 to 10 o'clock.
Couple other halftime scores in our area. Clinton leads Adrian Madison 14-7. That's sounds like a heck of a game.
They're both 2-0.
Yeah. Grass Lakes leading East Jackson 39-0 at the half, and Harper Creek leads Lubbock Christie 10-7 at the half.
First 15, Helmick rolling. A lot of room out there. Now he lofts it long, and that is caught. Out of bounds. Was it out or in? I think the official said he had a foot out.
Yep.
Well, that was quite a throw by Helmick. He lobbed it down to the J-High 40. But the intended target there, Blake, was that Underwood? Or number two, I guess, Patterson.
Yeah. Patterson's more of their go-to receiver.
Foot out of bounds. I think he had one in, one out.
Well, you can have one in as long as the one out doesn't precede the one in.
Well, that must have preceded it. Second and 15. From their 30-yard line, Helmick. Back to throw. Has time over the middle, and that is incomplete. Excellent coverage by Jackson's D-backs.
Yeah, Nick Rosa was the intended receiver for East Lansing, and Desmond Smith from Jackson.
He was right there.
Yeah. Officials are letting a lot of bumping happen in the secondary. I'm all for it.
Absolutely. You can't.
I'm all for it. In the college and the pro, too. Put the running game back into this. Let those guys defend themselves back there. Might take some of the passing game out.
Desmond Smith comes out. Suddeth in. Third and 15. Watch that little screen pass here. And they fire one out here in the flat. That's incomplete. Tried to get it to Underwood. Overthrown. Great coverage by Jamar Paris. That'll be fourth and 15. Trojans will have to kick. And Jackson should get some pretty decent field position here. The kicker back there is Connor Carmella. Lone deep man for the high is Shawnee Suddeth. And he's near the 40-yard line.
Now remember, Caramella almost took a knee the last time he caught a low snap.
This snap is pretty good. Good kick. And Sutter's just going to have to let it go. He banged it way over his head. Boy, you got to get back and catch that. Got to get back and catch that ball.
Vikes had a pretty good rush. Anthony Parker almost blocked it. You've got a fair catch that.
That cost him 30 yards. That ball's down to the 4-yard line.
Yeah, that ball rolled along its transverse axis, and it rolled all the way to the 5.
Really flip field position. It looked like Jackson would get the ball at least near the 40, but
it's on the 4.
It's on the 4-yard line.
Which means that they're going to have to forego the shotgun snap here. And Taylor's going to have to take the snap directly from center Noah Hubbard. Not the end of the world, but it does goof up the timing that you've got on that that spread offense that Scott likes to run.
Last time Jackson was in this hole, they couldn't get out, and it really cost him a touchdown.
He's taking the shotgun snap with his feet on the goal line.
And there's Sutta. Spins away from a tackle. He's at the 10, and he's out to the 15. That should be a first down.
Yep, ball was on the 4. He got up to the 15.
Looks like the big boy's down again, Tom. Tyler Wilson is down. The big O tackle. Last time it was his looked like his left ankle or foot. And we have an injury timeout. Let's take a break for a minute, and we will be back. Jackson High leads with the ball, 21-14 over East Lansing on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, they dragged Tyler Wilson off the field. He's already back in. He was out for one play. Jackson just got a holding penalty. And that's a killer. Takes him back to the 7-yard line, and they got a nice run by Suddeth out near the 25. All the way back to the 7. It'll be first down and about 19.
First and 19.
8 minutes to go. Here in the third, Jackson up. Taylor rolls, late pitch. Suddeth, slick move, looking to break tackles. He's out to almost the 18-yard line.
The further that Lance Taylor comes to the sideline, the quarterback for Jackson on that option, kind of a speed option there, and allows that relationship with Suddeth to get further and further to the sideline, therefore making East Lansing's players make a decision. That was great. He pitched that very late, and Suddeth got just a couple of yards, but if you keep doing that, you're making East Lansing defend that, and that just is going to open up other plays for you.
Suddeth got 11 yards, and it's 2nd and 7. And they give it to Paris this time. That little wide-out sweep. He's got a first down. He's out over the 25 to the 26 or 7-yard line. Very excellent run by Jamar Paris off that jet sweep. And the Vikings get out of a deep, deep hole. First of all, they started at the 4-yard line. Then they had a holding penalty. Out of town.
With 11 minutes to go in the third quarter, Western has broken the tie. Actually, they've taken a 25-14 lead over Marshall. So Western 25, Marshall 14. They led 19-14 into the half and scored in the first minute of the third quarter.
Here comes Suddeth. He's loose. 40, 45, 50 to the sideline. 40. Cut back all the way down to the East Lansing 31-yard line. Johnny Suddeth, spectacular here at Withington.
Suddeth got that offense, that defensive back, Ramesh Bromand. He juked, he stutter-stepped and got him turned around and got an extra 15 or more yards. Just
wow.
Terrific football run by Shawnee Suddeth.
What a run by Sutta. First down Jackson at the East Lansing 31-yard line. Sutta again hitting the backfield, but he fended off that first tackler and got a yard. He was hit high by 56, and we don't have one in our media guide. But he hit him right around the shoulders, right when Sutta received the ball. Probably should have been a loss.
And then 32, Quentin Jackson helped on the tackle.
Second down and 9. The junior Lance Taylor running the offense tonight for the High. 5.5 to go in the third. On second down. Taylor, right back to Sunneth. Big hole right side. Shawnee barrels through that to the 23-yard line. Bring up a third down and 2, and just some good work up front by the Jackson offensive line. Tom out of town.
At the end of the third quarter, Lubin Christie has regained the lead, and they lead Battle Creek Harper Creek now 14-10. End of the third quarter.
Jackson third and 2. Sutteth again. Oh, they throw a flag. My goodness.
He's mastered that stutter step, hasn't he?
Sutteth got a first down to the 20.
He makes them miss. That's a spectacular running back. There's a couple of pretty good ones in the city. We saw Bo Bell the other night for Lubin Christie, and he has just pure speed. But these runs that Sutteth are making are they're special.
That is a crushing call on third and 2.
It really wasn't anywhere near where the ball was run.
It was way after. Right?
Yeah.
It was after the play, and now you go third and 14. Just wrecks your offense. Jackson had maneuvered the ball beautifully down the field, but when you're running the ball like this,
don't
and they're
hold.
Doing it mostly between the tackles, it's tough to overcome these major penalties. Taylor back to throw, and he throws it long, and that one's intercepted. That was just way underthrown.
I believe that was number 3, Darian Holbrook, on the interception. And you were probably following the ball, but one of those linebackers just flattened Taylor after he threw it. I'm very surprised East Lansing didn't get flagged for roughing.
Yeah.
He really nailed Taylor.
So East Lansing gets the ball. They're at their own 8-yard line. And the Vikings do not cash in. That holding penalty just killed him.
And they give Sutteth a break. He's not on the field on defense at this time. Jake Holland is, however, at right outside linebacker.
Vikes had a first down at the 19. That guy threw a flag after the play was over. Here's Holbrook. Pretty good tackle there for the Vikes. That was 55. Isaiah Fleming. Clock runs, 3:55 to go in the third. Jackson 21, East Lansing 14 here at the stadium. Pretty good crowd here tonight. East Lansing brought about
71.
70.
Yep, 71 people.
Second down, we'll call it 5. Give it to Holbrook. Got a first down easily, and he's dragging tacklers out to the 25-yard line.
You know, that was a special football run by Holbrook off their left side. Jake Holland finally wrestled him to the ground along with one of the other Vikes.
Great job by Justin Maccabee. He just followed 64, stayed right on his rear end, and he took him about 10 yards. First down, 25-yard line. And the clock runs here at the stadium. 3:10 to go in the third. And Holbrook again, it was hit behind the line. He did wedge out about a yard or two. Good D there for the high.
Wish I could identify him. It was one of the... One of the first kids through made a very nice play.
I think it was Anthony Parker. But Monroe was also there.
Well, Parker's a safety, so if he was on a stunt, possibly. I thought it was one of the linemen up front, but they got both hands on him and held him up, so that sets up 2nd and 9.
Quarterback Helmick fires one out here in the flat. Caught. Great tackle. At the 30-yard line, it's going to bring up a 3rd and about 5.
That was Cortez Moore on the stop.
On the very dangerous Kentre Patterson.
Yeah, because if Patterson gets, if Moore misses,
that's
Patterson
one on one
that sideline.
Textbook tackle there by Cortez Moore.
Now we're down to 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Jackson leads East Lansing 21-14. As Greg mentioned earlier, a very entertaining game at Withington Stadium.
Real good one tonight. Helmick back, and we have a whistle timeout at East Lansing. Bill Ferracco is not a happy camper. Didn't want to use a timeout there. On 3rd and about 5. Big play here because deep in their territory. I don't know if they're the gambling type, but I guess we will find out if the Vikes can hold them here on this play. 1:35 to go in the third. Again, Lumen Christi has regained the lead down at Battle Creek Harper Creek, 14-10. They must be playing late in the third there.
No, it's in the fourth quarter. Late in the third quarter, Concord leads Jonesville 24-8.
Concord going for 3 in a row. Helmick, empty backfield. Short drop, throws wide open in the flat. Suddeth the tackle.
Yeah, good thing that was Suddeth there, too.
But Darian Holbrook, there was nobody near him. It's like taking candy from a baby there.
Did he slip out of the back? Out of the backfield?
No.
He was one of the empty backfield. Yep.
I don't know how you get that open.
Busted coverage.
Yeah. And a first down, East Lansing. They're at their own 41-yard line.
Isn't that one of your favorite Twitter sites? What? Busted coverage.
I'm not sure if I'm following.
Oh, yeah, I think you do.
From the 41, Helmick hands it off. Holbrook secondary. Shoelace tackle. But not before he gained 8 yards.
Yeah, that was Anthony Parker on a shoelace tackle along with Jake Holland.
Good play by Parker.
Yeah, well, but again, you've got your free safety making tackles.
That's not a good thing. And we're down to 35 seconds left in the quarter. Jackson leading 21-14 here on WKHL. Helmick on 2nd and short. They give it right back. Oh, big hit in the backfield. And the Vikes hang on there. A big stick.
That's Deshaun Taylor, number 10. East Lansing ran a trap, and Jackson ran right through that trap.
Kobe Hayward, that's a loss of 2, and now a 3rd and 5 again.
Taylor slid right behind that pulling guard and made the stop. You don't see that very often.
They'll let the clock run out. Excellent play by the Viking D. And after 3, we'll be back in 1 minute. Jackson High, 21. East Lansing, 14. 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment.
teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
At Morgan Stanley, you'll find a level of experience and commitment to retirement advice that we think is unique in the industry. We'll bring together all the pieces of your financial life, various accounts, properties, policies, beneficiaries, and the like, and see that those pieces work together to help provide and protect the resources you'll need for retirement. This is Matt Augustine, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Call us today at 768-7709 for advice that goes beyond investments. Let us introduce you to a new standard for retirement planning.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor, Josh Hankrow, our executive producer, director. Third down and five, East Lansing at their own 46-yard line. And Helmick, the big, tall, lanky senior, over the middle. And that is knocked away by Suddeth. Beautiful play by Shawnee Suddeth. He came over the top as they tried to hit Roman Salah.
I don't know how he was able to. He reached his arm right over his shoulder pad.
And really didn't go through him, Tom. No. That's going to be interference.
Yeah, it was clean.
He went right over the top. Beautiful job by Suddeth. And East Lansing showing kick here. From the 45-yard line with number 10, Connor Carmella. Now, Suddeth really needs to get back there, grab this ball, and not let it roll around. Carmella's a good kicker. Last time he really cranked one. Now, this is a short kick, and look out. That almost hit one of the up men for the high. And that looked like your 8-iron, Tom. That hit at the 25 and stayed at the 25.
All those greens were soft this morning with all that fog and the dew and the moisture in the air at Arbor Hills.
How's Clark doing out at Arbor?
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. The golf course is in terrific shape. That did look. Jake Wojtusik had one of those that backed up beautiful today on about the, I think it was the sixth hole. But I birdied it and he didn't.
You birdied the sixth?
I had a couple birdies today.
Wow. On your own ball?
Yeah. My problem, of course, is I had a handful of doubles.
Yeah, that happens.
And it always seems I end up with a 92.
Here's Shawnee. Secondary 30-35. First down to the 40-yard line. Nice job by O'Dowd out in the secondary. He had a late block, and he sent Ramesh Brahman right on his hind quarter out at the 40-yard line. And Suddeth goes 15 yards on first down for the Vikings. Noah Hubbard out over that football, the big junior at 225. And there's Shawnee again. No, that was not Suddeth. And they're out to midfield. Excellent run.
Oh, that time the late whistle really helped Jackson. That was Tolan, Sebastian Tolan, wasn't it, number three?
It was either him or Parker. Yeah, I think it was Tolan.
Yeah, he's got
coming
off,
out.
Yeah, he got off the bottom of the pile.
How are you going to see that number?
Yeah.
You might as well not have numbers. This is unreal. Vikes second down about a half yard. They're just outside of midfield. Again, Tyler Wilson, the big offensive tackle, back in. Here's Shawnee. Gets a look at him go. He is an absolute water bug that if you stick your nose in there, he'll run you over.
Quentin Jackson for East Lansing on the tackle, but not until
7 yards.
Yeah, gain of seven for a first down. And
Tom, there's nothing there. It's just he has a remarkable runner.
Yeah, now you don't need to see Suddeth's number to know that's him with the ball.
No. No, that's pretty clear. And Shawnee right up the middle, and he drags a couple tacklers inside the 40-yard line. That's almost 5 yards on first down.
Now, that's essentially a straight dive, and there was no stutter-stepping or sidestepping there. That was straight ahead, a drive-type run, shoulders over his toes, and he got himself about 5 yards to set up second and five, maybe a longer five.
And you're killing the clock here. We're down to 9.5 to go. Jackson spreads the field with three wideouts. Looks like East Lansing jumped offside. No call. And I think that was Parker that just got back to the line of scrimmage.
You know, I just had a thought. Are Jackson's only three pass completions the three touchdowns?
Could be, yeah.
Taylor hit Shawnee Suddeth on a 9-yarder in the first.
They all on fourth down?
Yeah, he hit Mickey O'Dowd on a 29-yarder, which was just the most beautiful catch you'll ever see in your life. And then another beautiful one when he hit Demetrius Craig on an 8-yarder to make it 21-14.
Third down, 6. 8 in the box here for East Lansing. Suddeth, not much there. Got about 3 yards. He'll be about 2.5 yards short of a first down.
Parker limps off the field. Sebastian Tolan back on.
Parker trickles out. Scott Farley with the play for Lance Taylor. This will be a sellout by the East Lansing defense. This is fourth down, about 3. They go to Shawnee. He's close. Oh, boy. I think they're going to mark him short, Tom. Man. I think they're going to mark him short. They do. East Lansing football. Killer. Wow. That hurt. About a half yard short there. And East Lansing now at their 35-yard line. And they have a first down. And plenty of time with 7:56. Next break we get, we'll run down some of the scores that are coming in fast and furious. Tigers were still leading Baltimore 1-0. Helmick hands it off, and they scoot through and run right over a defender. That's got to be Holbrook, and we're going to see a big dose of him. Darian Holbrook is just a sophomore. He's got 8 yards, 43-yard line. Oh, we haven't had a holding call on East Lansing tonight.
And by the way, I'd have to call that a punishing run.
Yeah.
That was a football run and tackle.
Second, very short. Fake to Holbrook. Play action. They throw it deep. They've got a man out there, and it's caught. All the way down to the Viking 15-yard line.
That was Patterson, and he just outran all three Jackson defenders. That was a horrible mistake by the Vikes. And, you know, Hunter Helmick doesn't throw a bad football. And on a nice night like this, you look at the flag in the south end zone, there's not even a little wisp of air in the stadium tonight. So it's a great night for passing. How did he get that open? He ran right by all three of them.
Yeah, the corner got beat and the safety couldn't get back.
Well, the safety had to be there. Greg was in the deep middle. Where the heck would he have gone?
First down, 16-yard line. They go to Holbrook. Gaping hole, and he is dragged down. That was quite a tackle. Kind of a necktie.
That was 21, I think, Micah Kretzinger.
Good job.
Good trap play inside. The left guard pulled for East Lansing. That would be 56, and we don't have a number on him, but he wiped that hole wide open.
Huge hole there. Kretzinger probably saved a touchdown there. He made a heck of a play. He's a sophomore at 195. Second down and five for the Trojans. They try to tie this football game. Give it back to Holbrook, hitting the backfield. He gets nothing. Finally, the whistle. I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage. I think he lost a yard. It'll be third and six.
Marcus Worthy, number eight, on the bottom of the tackle right there. And I tell you, that was that power trap again. And they've got Jackson did a good job holding that up. I lost your screen there. Score from the Northwest game. Hastings leads 37-35 with a minute and a half left in the third quarter over Northwest.
Quite a game there, quite a game here. 5 minutes to go. Third down, almost seven here for East Lansing. Helmick. Play action fake. He's hit! He gets away! Now he throws it. Incomplete. How did he get away to get rid of the ball?
From two guys.
Oh.
He got hit once and eluded that tackle, and then there was more pressure by another Jackson player. And then he doggone it. He almost hit.
Man.
32, Quentin Jackson. That would have been something had Jackson been able to catch that.
Fourth down. This could be the game. Could be. We have 4:50 to go.
They have a field goal kicker, but I can't imagine.
No,
Jackson leads by seven. There's only 4:53 to go in the game. This isn't like the pros where you could cover. Yeah, you could get three or four possessions in this last 4:53.
Big play here. Empty backfield. Helmick. Rolling, looking. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. Jackson High takes over. Vikes had four players down there in the middle of the end zone. That pass really never had a chance.
No, that was to Nick Rosa. He was the left tight end, and he flinched, Greg. East Lansing's actually lucky they didn't get called for procedure.
I saw somebody move.
Yeah, that was Rosa, number four. And what would have happened was it should have been blown dead immediately, and it should have been a five-yard penalty. And East, you know, those plays are blown dead. Anyways, it wasn't. Jackson High gets the ball back on downs, leading 21-14 with 4:49 to go in the ball game.
East Lansing has two timeouts left. I'll tell you about two first downs, and East Lansing is going to be in a peck of trouble here.
Big old Tyler Wilson's back out there at left tackle for Jackson.
He is a trooper. And an empty backfield here. With Lance Taylor.
Just handle the ball, fellas.
Flag. Man. Just can't afford that here. Procedure on Jackson. Time out of town.
Coldwater leads Battle Creek Penfield 10-0 at the end of the third. Jackson County Western has scored again. They lead Marshall 32-24. So just a wild game over at
Man.
With Western and Marshall tonight.
9 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. 1st and 15. Jackson's at the 8-yard line. They run the jet sweep. They get outside 15. 17. 19, 20-yard line. Good run by number one, Cortez Moore, on the jet sweep. He got 12, 11 yards, and Jackson will have a second and about five.
And the jet sweep, of course, Moore was in motion, and Lance Taylor, the quarterback, simply pivots and hands it off. The mesh point's very important, and Moore had a pretty good head of steam, was able to turn the corner and get a few yards, so it'll be second down and four.
Big run there, 4 minutes to go. You know they're keying on Shawnee. And he's got it, and he gets outside. 25! Now they throw a flag again. This is on O'Dowd out there for holding. Sunneth had an easy 10 yards. There's no, you can't hold out there. You've already got 10 yards. Man. Just a killer call on the Vikings.
A real nice block was thrown at the line of scrimmage by number one, Cortez Moore, that allowed Sudduth to get across the line of scrimmage.
They walk that back now to the 17-yard line. Jackson has a second and about seven.
So Logan Allen replaces Mickey O'Dowd at receiver.
Make your block, but you can't. There's no reason to hold out that far away from the play.
Clock still runs. 3:40 to go in the game. Jackson leads by seven.
Vikes need a first down. Second and seven. Long count here for Lance Taylor. He's looking at that official, waiting for the countdown. Clock runs down to 3:25. And there goes Shawnee, and he runs out of a tackle. Shawnee Sudduth, the first down to the 30. Another flag.
He was brought down by Blake Underwood.
I wonder if this is against East Lansing. It was back by the quarterback. Nope.
Yeah, it must be holding back there.
Oh. We didn't have any penalties for, what, three quarters, and now the flags are everywhere. This is crazy. A couple amazing runs by Sudduth. Both of them look like they're going to be wiped out. And the officials are talking. They're going to mark it off from the spot of the end of the run. I don't think this guy can count to 10 that's got the football. Now, oh, this is against East Lansing.
Good. Oh, this is enormous.
I think they hit the quarterback after the play, Tom. Thank you.
That ball goes up to the 44-yard line.
That big guy ran it all the way down to the 15.
That's a big guy. Hey, while they do this, Columbia Central has scored to tighten it up. 2:25 left. It's Hudson 26, Columbia Central 14. A couple of finals in. Gull Lake beat Mattawan 35-0. And a final in the Interstate 8. Coldwater has beaten Battle Creek Penfield 17-6.
Tigers 3-0 over Baltimore.
That rain delay in Yankee Stadium was 7 minutes.
Top of the
six. They barely got the tarp on and they took it off.
First down, hold on to the ball, boys. 3:35 left. First down, Jackson at the 43.
There's been at-bats last longer than 7 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. Lance Taylor. Sudduth. Hit hard, 45-yard line, got about a yard. And the clock runs, and we are at 3:10 left.
That was right up the gut off left guard. And to be honest with you, digging it out really isn't what Jackson does best. They run best a little bit wider. But you do have to run that to keep everybody honest. Clock still runs.
Under three.
Taylor gets the play. They get to the line of scrimmage. He waits for the back judge to raise his hand at 10 seconds. And then he pumps horizontally the last five.
Ball's at the 45-yard line. Jackson waits. Get that snap off. Now they do. Sudduth shakes a tackle in the backfield. Stays in bounds.
East Lansing only has two timeouts left. Remember, they had
well, they
to
must
take
have
that.
Taken one right there, Tom.
I so that'll East be Lansing. Their. And remember, they had to take that other one when they goofed up an offensive set, and Faraco was furious with those guys.
Yeah, Jackson could get a one first down here, probably the game's over, but they are looking at a third and seven. Action tonight brought to you in part by Jamie Grace, Wells Fargo's financial advisor. Give Jamie a call for your financial, your specific needs. He'll take care of you at 789-0151. Located on Jackson Street. Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Schools, and Lumen Christi Catholic Schools. Part of our group tonight, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson YMCA, MVP Sports Store, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jenko Boot Shop, third down and seven. 2:29 left. And I would assume if Jackson doesn't make it here, East Lansing probably uses their final timeout. Now Jackson will take a time. But we'll take a short break here. 2:29 left. Jackson up 21-14 on 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Third down and seven for Jackson, trying to maintain ball possession here. They fumble the snap. Are you kidding me? Wow, that went right through the quarterback's hands.
And Demetrius Tolan ended up with it, the running back. That could have been an absolute disaster.
And that brings up a fourth now and about 15. Goodness.
East Lansing took their last time out.
2:22 left, plenty of time. Out of town time.
Our last score from the Lumen Christi game, Titans led 14-10 at Harper Creek at the end of the third quarter. Northwest leads, or Hastings leads Northwest 44-35 late in the game. In the CAAC Blue, Grand Ledge leads Sexton 27-13 at the end of the third. Napoleon leads Michigan Center 33-20 with 9:53 to go in the ballgame. Zeeland West leads Grand Rapids West Catholic 30-14 at the end of the third quarter. What a game with Western and Marshall. There's now 11:58 to go in the fourth. So first play of the fourth quarter, it's Western 32, Marshall 30.
Jeez.
Of course, Grand Ledge over Sexton, 27-13. Those are Jackson High's next two opponents at Sexton next Friday.
Sunneth back to kick. High kick, no fair catch. No, they drop it, but nobody's there. And a pretty decent run back to the 44-yard line.
That was Patterson, too.
Man. Boy,
if he doesn't drop that, he fields that cleanly, he might have went. Shawnee punted that, and it was end over end in the reverse direction. So had that hit the ground, it would have bit backwards against Jackson High. Patterson caught it, and I couldn't get the number of the Vike that brought him down, but they got pretty good field position with 2:11 to go in the game, down by seven. East Lansing's got it at their own 44.
No timeouts for East Lansing. You suspect they're going to throw the ball, but they can run it with Holbrook. And they can throw it, and they've done it a lot with Helmick, Hunter Helmick. Back to throw. Down the sideline. Got a man out there. It's caught and dropped out of bounds.
Patterson again.
Just a fly pattern down the sideline.
I think even if he caught it, he was going to be out of bounds.
Yeah, I do too. I think that was Paris over there. Or it was Parker with the coverage.
The corner is three, Toland.
Yeah, Parker's
out on the hash.
He's a safety.
This side, it's Cortez Moore, and the other safety is Shawnee.
Second and 10. Watch that little screen play. Helmick is hit. Down he goes. Big sack back at the 35-yard line. The clock runs. Isaiah Fleming, huge defensive play for the Vikings. 1:45, it's third down, 18. Helmick looks for that pass out of the backfield. He's being rushed. Flicks it out here. It's caught. And out to about the 44, 45-yard line.
Well, good job there by Holbrook. And, of course, they got out of bounds to get the clock stop with 1:33 to go.
And it's going to be fourth and just about 10.
So, getting the clock stopped again being out of bounds gives them a chance to at least collect their thoughts real quick.
Somebody's got to cover Holbrook. You just can't let him run out of the backfield. Somebody needs to be.
I always liked at this point to put a little more pressure on the quarterback than you have been. I don't think Helmick is a threat to run. I think he's a far more of a threat to throw.
Their biggest threat is number three. Somebody needs to be on him. And there he goes. He leaks over the middle. They throw it long, and that is caught. 21-yard line. What a catch.
That's Patterson. Suddeth made the tackle, but I think Patterson's a far bigger threat than Holbrook in the passing game. They've run that fly pattern with him several times, but Jackson's gotten interceptions off of it.
Wow, look at the mark. Down to the 18-yard line.
We're down to a minute and 25 to go. Clock is now running as the ball was put in play.
Wow. What a throw by Helmick.
I don't think East Lansing realizes the clock's running. I think they thought it was stopped.
Mike's got to shore it up. Helmick looking and rolling. And he fires, and that is almost picked off.
You know, I think Tolan might have got his fingers on it.
That was not Lance Taylor.
Yeah, that's number three. That was Sebastian Tolan.
Yep. 1 minute to go. East Lansing's at the 18-yard line. Jackson really had no contain there on that play. Helmick had a lot of room. He could have ran down probably easily inside the 10-yard line. Helmick in the pocket, and he throws it long, and that is incomplete.
That was to Holbrook, and the coverage, I think, is Desmond Smith.
Good coverage. Farrakko's out there screaming that there was interference. There was no interference there.
There was quite a bit of contact. Oh, that was Kretzinger, 21, not 20, on the defense out there. So Jackson leads 21-14. We're down to 54 and a half seconds left in the game. Third and 10 for East Lansing. And they have no timeouts. Ball's at the Jackson 18.
Hunter Helmick, the lanky senior. Watch out for Holbrook. He leaks out of the backfield. Rushes on. The pass is caught out of bounds, short of a first down.
Boy, that was Underwood. Blake Underwood.
10-yard line. It'll be fourth and two.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier that their three football players were Holbrook, Patterson, and Underwood, and there was Underwood with the grab, and he got out of bounds.
49 seconds. Do they dare give the ball to Holbrook here? Ball's at the 10. They need to hit about the 8-yard line. Holbrook at tailback, two tight ends. They give to Holbrook. He's hit. I don't think he got there. He did not get there. Vikings take the ball. 9-yard line. What a job by the Viking defense. The interior.
On a run right up the middle, and they really hadn't done a good job stopping that all night. And they did a good yard or yard and a half short of the first down marker.
Holy smokes, take a knee. What a game. East Lansing has no timeouts, and they're almost disheveled over there. Vikes just have to hold on to the football here. Jackson High, 21-14. The ball's at the 9-yard line. You can't get in that shotgun, can you? Well, you could take a safety here. You could take.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with it. All you got to do, they don't have any timeouts. You just need a snap and another one.
Yeah, one more snap, and this will be over. Good job by the junior, Lance Taylor.
And to be honest with you, they're going to mess around. They're not going to place that. Yeah, he pumped it at 31, so you're going to have to snap it.
One snap, and it's over. There's the knee, and Jackson wins. 21-14 here at Withington. Over longtime nemesis, the Trojans of East Lansing. Quite a win for the Vikings as they shut out East Lansing, Tom, in the second half.
This was a good football game.
Heck of a game.
This was as good a game maybe as we're going to see all year.
This is worth the price of admission.
Man, there were some nice players on this field.
And there were some great plays.
The three touchdown passes by Jackson High. And all of them, really, and I think you're right on fourth down in crucial situations. They normally run the ball, but they were able to score all three TDs passing. They were able to play enough defense to stop. They really played well on defense, had a couple of interceptions in crucial spots. Man, what a game.
Great game. Great win for the High. They go to 2-1. They beat the Trojans of East Lansing, 21-14. Two-minute break. We'll come back on the postgame. Tonight, our fourth quarter was brought to you by B&G Landscape, and a hell of a fourth quarter it was here at Withington. We'll be back in two on WKHM and 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's sweet onion chicken teriyaki day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Wethington with Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrell, our executive producer, director extraordinaire. Scott Farley, better watch out. They're going to get used to winning over here as the Vikings. Big win tonight over a pretty good, this is a good, pretty good East Lansing team. 21-14, East Lansing just crushed St. John's in their first game of the year. Lost last week to East Kentwood. And tonight, they're on the losing end of this league tilt, 21-14. Just a great football game. We were 14-14 at the half, and Jackson scored the only touchdown of the second half, and it was right off the bat very early in the third quarter on that fourth down touchdown pass from Lance Taylor to Demetrius Craig, and that was the game winner. East Lansing knocked on the door a couple times, but pretty good defensive effort by the High.
Think about it, too. That pass to Craig. You don't know how Taylor threaded the needle, and
no.
Demetrius Craig caught that. That was with 8:50 to go in the third. It was the only score of the second half. But go back to the second quarter touchdown when Taylor hit Mickey O'Dowd. And how in the world he caught that. With those, the defensive back from East Lansing was draped all over him, and somehow Mickey
it was kind of a Hail Mary.
Yeah, and Mick with great hands ends up with the ball, and then Jackson's first score was a 9-yarder. Lance Taylor hit Shawnee Suddeth, and early in the game, Jackson took an early 6-0 lead. But man, what a game! He almost run out of breath with this, and it was it took 2 hours and 20 minutes, so it wasn't real fast. It did get bogged down for a while, but, man, this you just beat a pretty good football team. And like you said, it's a nemesis of Jackson's for a long, long time.
A lot of heartbreaking losses over the years.
A year ago, they could have beaten them, and that would have changed the whole situation. With the league championship, you still have to beat Grand Ledge to win the league, but now beating East Lansing gives you an opportunity. You've got that right there.
Subway Sub Shop player of the game's got to be Shawnee Suddeth. Spectacular performance again for the third week in a row for the Vikings. And, again, great effort by their junior quarterback, Lance Taylor, tonight. He didn't complete many passes, but he completed three big ones, all on fourth downs, all for touchdowns. Pretty amazing win tonight for the Vikings. Take a final check of the scoreboard, Tom.
Well, we've got bad news from Harper Creek. Lubin Christie has lost tonight 21-14 at Battle Creek Harper Creek. So the Titans drop to 1-2 on the season. And next Friday night, they will be at Northwest in another Interstate 8 battle. In the Cascades, Grass Lake has beaten East Jackson 53-0. Lenawee County, Hudson held on and beat Columbia 26-14. As the 926 is rolling through town. Boy, they put those new signals up at the train station downtown. And have you noticed more? Because I know you can hear them over on the east side. I can hear it here. By my house, you can hear those horns going in the middle of the night. There was 4 blasts right in the last 10, 12 seconds. Pretty wild. Also down it was Scott McNitt, the very fine Clinton coach, his 200th victory as Clinton holds on to beat Adrian Madison 28-20. Another Interstate 8 final, Coldwater has beaten Battle Creek Penfield 17-6. Up in the OK, Lansing, or in the CAAC, Lansing Catholic has beaten Williamston 28-14. Napoleon was leading center 33-20 late in the game. I'm looking for something. Oh, Western. Western and Marshall with just the first play into the fourth quarter. Last time I saw a score, Western was leading Marshall 32-30. Hastings has scored again. They lead Northwest 51-34. So a pretty good lead for Northwest with 9:17 to go. I'm sorry, pretty good lead for Hastings at Northwest with 9:17 to go. Hastings 51, Northwest 34. But this Western Marshall game is wild. Western leads Marshall 32-30 in the fourth quarter.
The baseball Tigers are batting in the bottom of the seventh. They lead Baltimore 3-2. Yankees all over Tampa Bay 7-2.
That was a home run by Gary Sanchez and a grand slam by the aging Mark Teixeira.
Boston 6-2 over Toronto. The Royals are losing to the White Sox 3-2. And, of course, we'll have Tigers tomorrow night, same time at 7, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, as the series with Baltimore continues. They win tonight. They're tied for that final wild card position with both the Yankees and Houston right behind. That looks like it's going to be a wild scramble in the American League. Shawnee Suddeth, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game tonight as Jackson High. Big win tonight over East Lansing, the final 21-14. For Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, Greg O'Connor, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.